To another episode of ATP Sit and Talk. This is ATP Sit and Talk with Brody. How you doing, bro?
What up, y'all? Mic check. We did a mic check.
Yeah, we did a mic check.
We good. We good. Then we good.
We're here. We're active. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good, bro. Thanks for having me, dude.
Thank you for coming through, man. I know we've been trying to set it up, and we finally got a day. We got a time.
Maybe it was like probably 4 or 3, but it's all good. It's happening. It's happening right now.
We're here now, bro. We're here now. How you doing, man? Tell me a bit of, about yourself. Tell me a bit about your background.
Yeah, bro. For sure, man. I feel like we got to know each other a bit, but just for the sake of the podcast, my name is Brody Rodriguez, born and raised in Hawthorne, and then for the most part, man, I'm just all about community, all about connecting, you know, with folks like you. So right now is kind of just like focusing on how I can be a better leader, a better, you know, organizer. So for sure it starts by doing this, you know, kind of getting to know how you do things at ATP, which is good, by the way. I love it, love the brand.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
love what
that.
You Thank stand you. For Thank you. How you pay homage to, you know, Puerto Rico.
thank you.
Most part, man, yeah, like I said, man, just kind of how can I be a better person? How can I understand what community love is, you know?
100%. Yeah. I know you're very community-driven. What really, like, just going straight to the point, what really got you into the whole aspect of community and helping out and giving back?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, man, I feel like it's been evolved, like, my whole life, starting from childhood. But I only got to get a glimpse of it pretty much like in middle school, elementary, where obviously when you're like 5 or 6, you know, you kind of really don't understand, but you kind of notice things. But honestly, it has to do with like my parents, you know, they're very spiritual. They're very, you know, they're Christian. We're a Christian family. So the community at my home church in by Koreatown, it kind of like, you know, got me to, you know, be a good speaker, how to introduce myself with other, you know, folks who come in every Sunday and just kind of new folks. So, and then we would do like charity givebacks. We would, we're right by MacArthur Park. So we would feed the homeless, give out turkeys for Thanksgiving. So it's kind of like, it's always been in my life. So then once I went to college, in San Francisco, I was on my own. So I was like, fuck, how do I help myself? And how do I help my surrounding community and campus community at the same time? So, like I said, it just kind of was in my bones since childhood because of how I was placed in a church community. So it kind of just felt natural, and like I said, I'm trying to do better things and kind of go all out.
How was that experience, you leaving LA and going to San Francisco?
I mean, like, for me, man, I was for me it was happy, you know. It was like living like the college experience, the first step, you know, moving out, moving to the dorms. And obviously my parents are super saddened by like me wanting to leave, because obviously they were offering me like the whole package, like, you stay home, you could go to community college, save money, work at the same time. But me, I was like, you know what, I want to be a risk taker, because I kind of compared my college experience to how it was starting to my sister's, because my sister's she went to Long Beach, actually. She went to Cal State Long Beach. So I saw her stay home, so I didn't really get to see or like ask her as like a she's my only sibling, she's my only sister, so I couldn't really ask her how college is like, because she was, you know, like commuting. So I wanted to live like the whole like move away, you know, cast away, you know, go to a new city. So yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool living in the dorms, getting to know, that's how I got to know people and like be active on that campus community, because I never left, you know. I was just go to school and go back to the dorms. So I feel like that's how I got really I felt like I was in the right place because of the people I was surrounding myself with.
100%. Do you feel like that really impacted and shaped where you are now?
I mean, definitely.
Going, like, being out there by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, if COVID never happened, you know, I never would have been back here. And
you would have stayed out there?
Yeah, I would have stayed out there, really? Yeah. And I would have, you know, now that I'm here, you know, like, I remember, like, when I would come visit for, like, Christmas break. Obviously, I would be working out there and going to school. So, at one point, it was like, man, like, when I come back home, like, it's my home. But, like, I'm here for a weekend. It's like, I don't even know, like, what's going on, you know, what's everyone's business, you know, like, any updates with my high school friends, with, like, just overall friends in Hawthorne. So I was like, damn, I'm not even tapped into my community. Like, things always change, you know. Every time I would visit, there would be a business that's not open anymore, there would be a new business, or there would just be new things happening. So I really didn't know what was going on. You know, I would just be here for a weekend, that's it. So then coming back, because of COVID, I was like, you know what, like, I'm gonna be here, you know, full time. It's looking like, you know, I don't know how long, but I want to make my time worthwhile. So right now it's just kind of like, you know, I'm learning new things every day.
100%. What has been your biggest influence so far in your life,
like, person wise like,
whichever way?
I mean, for sure my parents, man. Like, my parents are, I want to say, like, the most humble people I've ever met that are involved in my life, you know. They always teach me how to, you know, provide, you know, with what you have, you know, even if it's little. And for sure, it's all about just being resilient, you know, like, you know, them being, you know, immigrants from Guatemala, and, you know, coming, establishing themselves. And it's kind of like just creating, like, you know, your legacy, creating your, you know, your future, you know,
legacy.
Essentially, yeah. So yeah. For sure, you know, for me, it's obviously it's hard for me to learn, you know, as like it's a lot of pressure because, like, you know, being the first, you know, generation of in my family to be in the States, and, you know, my kids, you know, will eventually be born in California. So it's like, I want to, you know, develop not only my future, but, you know, my future wife's future, my future children's future. So for sure, it's a lot of pressure, but, you know, I just want to be like a sponge and absorb all the knowledge, you know, all of like insight from life, and be prepared for that. You know, I want to be prepared.
100%. Yeah. What drives you every day? Like, what would you say is your biggest, like, motivator?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, man, I just feel like it's, like, family and just overall, you know, just kind of community, you know. I feel like where your home is, where your mind is, where your heart is, where your soul is, like, that revolves around your community, because it's, like, you want to invest in your community, you want to invest in your neighbors, you want to invest in overall, like, how do you want to see your community within the next 5 years or 1 year, you know? Like, you want to have a good support system home-wise, and then also have a good support system community wise, you know. You want to have just, you want to know who's really about it, you know.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in about like 5 years from now?
I mean, for sure. I mean, hopefully, I'm still home. Maybe, you know, maybe not in San Francisco. I'm in a different, you know, spot. Maybe like San Diego.
You want to go back to San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, if there's opportunity, for sure, man. Yeah, yeah, if there's a full time, you know, job out there, for sure. And I'll, you know, obviously want to continue to go back in school. Had a little break, you know, had a little, you know, fuck ups. But I feel like, you know, at the time, I really understand why I was fucking up. But now it's like reflecting back, it's like, you know, you got to have your own pace, have your own, you want to pave your own path. And you might have like some little bumps here and there, and you might have like some pauses. But I feel like it's just about moving forward, and just like, you know, every time you move forward, you know, you never think about how much that you pause, is just how much like you learned within that process, and, you know, take a step forward. But yeah, for the most part, man, I definitely do see myself, you know, learning, continue to learn, continue to prosper, continue to, you know, know more people, and just, yeah, kind of connect, you know,
100%,
learn off, no, each other, yeah, learn, yeah, off of each other.
How do you feel like the big, like, being involved in the community has kind of been eye shaping for you? Like, well, how has that really, like, woken you up in senses of seeing like how much really is needed to help out here?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, man, like everybody needs help, man. As long as, you know, you can provide, you know, as long as you can ask, you know, what, yeah, are the needs in your community, and, you know, really what you want to see. I just feel like I ask myself, you know, like, what else can I offer to my community instead of what my community can offer for me? Because if I want these type of resources, not only for myself, but, you know, that can shape, you know, like the whole Black and Brown community in Hawthorne, the Latinx community, the Asian community in Hawthorne, you know, it's going to benefit everybody. I just don't want it to be just all self-centered on me. I definitely wanted to benefit on everybody's, because, you know, we're a team, you know. I feel like we shouldn't be divided because of one's goals. You know, we should all, you know, be in account and, you know, hold each other accountable, for sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like, well, not even where, what would you say, knowing now, man, like, knowing everything that you've been through and everything that you kind of have knowledge in your own self, established now, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
My 16-year-old self?
Yeah.
Be patient. Yeah. Don't be stubborn. You know, don't compare yourself. I feel like a lot of stigma nowadays that we compare a lot ourselves to what we see on Instagram, you know, like our friends or just people going different paths, you know. Everyone, yeah, has, yeah, a different pace. Everyone has like their legacy that's ahead of them, their, you know, legacy, so I, brother, feel like, yeah, you gotta know what your self-worth and know what you want to do, what your goals are, have goals. Because I feel like if you just compare yourself, you just go someone else's right, because it's like that's the way, you know, that's like the trend. You just don't know yourself. You're just knowing someone else's, you know, path, someone else's a trend, you know. So I feel like you definitely want to, like, you know, grow. And I feel like that's all about you accepting your failures, you know, you accepting your path and just kind of doing you, you know. Just, you gotta do you, most importantly.
Do you feel like us growing from our failures and growing from lessons is the best thing, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty hard that, you know, like, that, you know, obviously no one wants to fail, but for sure I learned that, like, you can't fear failure, because, like, success is what makes failure, you know. It's, yeah, it's bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bittersweet, you know. It might sucks, you know, what failure comes to mind, you know, but it defines what failure means, you know. If it means failure that you're learning, that you're growing, and then pretty much that, like, it's necessary, it's completely necessary to fail if you want to succeed, you know. It's just, I feel like bittersweet, just the whole way to put it, you know. It's that it sucks, but in the long run, you know, it's gonna grow you, and you're gonna know yourself in a broader perspective where it's like, damn, like, shit, I'm a badass, you know, like, yeah, I can do it, you know, what happens to me, I fall down, but I can pick myself right up. So it's, you know, just you want to be the better person that you are.
100%. I know you run a couple of pages, or I think you're part of the Hawthorne community Fridges, right?
Yeah.
And all that stuff. What's going on with that stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, man. Like, I just feel like even, like, coming back, it's like, you know, what I want, like, I don't want to just be in my room and kind of just self-quarantine, you know? Like, I feel like with leaders, you know, just like with yourself, with myself, you know, like, taking leadership roles and taking leadership, having leadership capabilities, being risk takers, you know, being in a pandemic, you know, having to go out there and, you know, risk the possibility of, you know, getting COVID, or, you know, being around somebody that has COVID. So I feel just be able to take risks. And I feel like it's very necessary if you want to be like that leader, you know, that someone that could, you know, lead a specific group or collective. So I feel with like the whole community fridge, you know, definitely like my goal was to, you know, how to bring food justice to Hawthorne, you know, bring resources and bring, you know, access, you know, because a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of people had family deaths, people had to take the role of being the man in the house, you know, like that stigma of, like, you know. So for sure, I feel like food justice is very important, not only to me and to my community, but just to LA in general. But like, homelessness is not, it's like not taken seriously, I feel. You know, there's a lot of homelessness, and then families have to go into low income status, or, you know, have to go into welfare, depending on the government, unemployment as well, because, you know, there aren't resources that are provided, you know, like healthcare, food, you know, rent, you know. I feel like there's just like a lot of things that are just kind of, we're shooting ourselves in the foot because of how the government is treating us, you know. Like, there's a lot of restrictions and I don't know, it's just kind of like bullshit. So I feel that food, no one should have to worry about food, you know. I feel like
100%,
that's yeah, no important. One should have to like cry themselves to sleep or go to sleep hungry, because that's just awful, man. That's just awful.
Do you plan later down the line to kind of open up any nonprofits or anything, like, you know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, hopefully in the future, man, like, I just feel that because I'm surrounded by, like, a lot of community leaders and nonprofits, not only in the South Bay, but just in South Central and some in downtown LA that are based in downtown LA, I just feel like, you know, one day, you know, I always, like you said too, right, like, a lot of people have their own brand, their brands, like, you, man, ATP, a lot of people have their own nonprofits, their own social media pages, but for me, it's like, you know, I want to, like, be a sponge, like I said, absorb all the knowledge, absorb all the perspectives. So I feel that one day, you know, I do believe, you know, I could be a business owner, that I could have my own nonprofit, but yeah. I want to see how it is in depth, like, in person, like, how it works, you know, how it runs itself. Yeah, and the stress too. I'm pretty sure you're stressed, but you seem to do things all right, man. Podcasts, brands, and
yeah, it's a balance, bro. Yeah. It's a balance.
The give backs too that we did in South Central, that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man. There's many of those coming. I think for this month, since we did in the beginning, I'm gonna skip it for this month. I'm still debating within this week. I'm actually supposed to see if it's gonna be a green light for it or not. But that definitely, it's been a blessing, man, with the brand. It has, it's been an eye opener. I've been meeting so many people, and so many people have been like just magnetate, like, it's not even a word, but they've been like magnetized to me, and it's been very it's been an interesting journey so far, because I'm barely at the beginning of it with the brand. So
yeah,
it's been crazy. You know what I mean?
No, and then your own song too, man.
and the music, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, bro.
I told you, man, the first 30 seconds, I was like, oh, this track's going to be fire. Like, just like the intro, right, like the beginning, I was like, damn. Yeah. Like, you could tell the song's going to be good, yeah, I feel, like, in the first 30 seconds.
No, you can. Honestly, yeah, no, for sure you can.
You killed it.
Thank you. Thank you, man. It's a balance, bro. It's a balance, because especially when you're, you know, when you're doing community related work, people tend to look at you with a certain type of way.
Yeah,
like, people perceive you to
leadership is attractive, man. Like, it, you know, people do notice, like, the work you do.
Not even that, it is. But then again, I feel people kind of put a little bit of pressure on you to be a certain type of way. And that, like, even me so far with the brand, I've kind of dealt with it a certain type of way. And I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm still me. You know, like, I may run all the possibilities, but I'm still me. You know. If you get to know me on a personal level, you'll get to see how, you know, me. But if you don't know me, you're gonna see is the brand behind, you know, all my image. It's definitely a struggle to balance, bro.
Yeah, it's always gonna be a struggle.
It always is, man. It always is. But it is a blessing, though. I am super grateful for everything, and like the community work. That's something that I always wanted to do with the brand, and like being able to do like shit like this now, where I can go and really help out and go like help out families from South Central, from, you know, Long Beach, Wilmington, whatever we end up doing, continuing forward with the brand and the charity work. It's exactly what I have always envisioned with a clothing brand. I just never wanted it to be a brand, you know.
Yeah, you can't just be a brand. You can't just be a company. Like, you gotta have so many department. I don't want to say like departments, but like you want to have like a lot of focuses, you know. Like,
yeah, you have to, bro. Yeah. It's very important.
Can't be one sided.
Yeah. But that's one thing that really draws me with you, though, is that you're very like community like orientated, and you're very like you push for the community aspect and everything.
I try, man. Thank you.
No, you do do that, man. Yeah. You're already doing it, bro. It's not everybody. I know you had mentioned it to me that you do like charity work every week, right?
I mean, I try to, man. I feel like if you could do at least, you know, once a day, or I feel like if you could support local business, if you could support your family.
It's so important to support local businesses.
Yeah, really, man.
It's so important.
Really, really. I've noticed that too. I feel like the pandemic, like, whoa, like, I get like everything. I understand. Maybe middle school, high school, like, you kind of like, man, I'd rather go to Macy's, or I'd rather go like, you know, to the mall, you know. But it's like, man, supporting local businesses, like your friends, you know, your friends are business owners. I noticed that a lot of my friends have their own businesses.
I feel like COVID brought out a lot of, I mentioned it probably in a couple podcasts, but I feel like COVID has brought out a lot of entrepreneurs.
It's brought out
the hustle in everybody.
And I feel like that was like a hidden talent, or a hidden, you know, like, yeah, a hidden talent, because a lot of local business owners, they have their crafts, like they have their specialties that they didn't know. That they probably didn't take it seriously. Like, a lot of people, like, if someone's a great artist, they're like, oh, you should consider, like, you know, have your own like art page, or you consider like selling t-shirts and have your own designs. And they're just like, oh, like, nah. And then now it was like their time to shine, and people are shining.
It's like, just put everybody in the, like, it's either now or never type of attitude.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that too.
You know, kind of that, and also like you need to get your shit together, you know. So I feel like this is definitely been a blessing in disguise for some people to kind of like wake up and really like, you know, find their passion and really like just put in the work that you need to do in order to get your passion on the right path, on the right track, you know what I mean? Where do you see yourself in about like 5 years from now? Where does Brody see himself going?
I think you asked me this question, but I mean, I can answer it again, man.
Did I ask you that?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's all good. It's a good question, man.
Yeah, no,
good.
It is.
I mean, where do I see myself?
Yeah. I see myself kind of definitely in a way better position. I mean, right now I'm 23. I think in 5 years I'll be like 27, 28.
You'll still be young. You're still young.
I'll still be young. I definitely see the brand in a way higher position.
Yep.
I see myself pretty much just 10 times better than I am right now, and just pushing in all the directions. My music already, you know, making its move. I'm very flowy with life, but in directions where I want to go, I do know where I personally want to go. How it's gonna fucking happen, you never know.
You never know.
It's more going, it's more, life is more focusing on what you can control, and like where you want to go in order to. And you need to kind of be in the mindset to be able to let that happen.
Accept it.
But you need to also put in the work, though, to, you know, to get life, to get that life.
Yeah.
But answering your question, I just see myself still me, man, but just, I think I'll be definitely with a whole nother mindset, though, 5 years from now. I can't even fucking imagine. But
You'll still be guapo. I'll still
be guapo. But I think I'll just be a more advanced version of me.
That's good, man. A little upgrade.
As life should be, man. You know, I mean, a lot of shit can happen in 5 years. Yeah. Looking back within the past 5 years, so much shit has happened that I'm like, damn, I'm completely different than who I was 5 years ago.
So telling me
that question, I can't imagine 5 years from now. I'm gonna look back at this and be like, damn, who was that? You know what I mean?
Who is this dude? Stranger
right
danger
now, for real, man. Where's that your family's from? I know you're first generation too, right?
Yeah, I'm first generation. Yeah. So my parents are both from Guatemala. And then I remember I told you, bro, my brother-in-law is actually from Puerto Rico. Yeah. So I feel like that's it's pretty cool, because I mean, like, it's another culture that I can submerge myself into because of, you know, my brother-in-law having that like open, you know, arm mentality, where it's like, you know, like, I want to show you the music, the cuisine, man, like coquito, like that happened just because of the holidays, you know. Coquito, that was pretty cool to introduce. I haven't tried it, Because I've been trying to like be easy on alcohol, to be honest. But you know, I've been doing a good job. You know, I feel like it was never a problem. But with quarantine, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of social media. I feel like you just see a lot of like alcohol being like just on your feed. I don't know, for some reason.
Do you feel like social media applies a certain type of pressure to us?
Hell yeah, yeah. It drives you kind of off balance. It makes you uneasy because there's a lot of content. Dude, think about it. The internet, you could post anything you want. Other people can post what they want. So it could be something that can benefit you, something that can like mentally like distract you and cause distress. You know, it honestly it depends like what content you follow. Like if you follow a lot of like pages that are like temptations or just a lot of, you know, distractions, like it could make it worse. If you follow like a lot, I try to follow a lot of community organizations, that way it's like see acts of kindness, I see, you know, like
a lot of blessings. It's limiting who you follow. I've hit that unfollow. Sorry, no offense to anybody, but
nothing personal. Nothing personal. Yeah.
It's more for me. You know, social media is it kind of goes around your mind. You know, you're constantly seeing shit on a screen.
Yeah, you feed on. It's like what you feed. You know, it's like
shit you're feeding yourself.
Yeah, it really doesn't have to be like anything like food wise. It could be anything like content.
It's mental wise.
Yeah,
it's mental wise.
But I actually want to think about, because we talked about a little about like personal.
Yeah.
Like I feel like just you and I texting, bro. Like, I feel like when we kind of had like a little fuck ups, like about like, you know, like scheduling like the podcast, I was like, yo, like it's cool how like you're not taking anything personal. I'm not taking anything personal, because like I feel like at one point, if you're gonna be in the industry where you are around a lot of people, like you gotta like know about customer service and just overall like professionalism. Because I feel like if it could have been anyone else that's like not me or not you, like there could have been like insults, like, bro, like what the fuck, like. We said 6 p.m., bro.
I wouldn't really say insults, because I've had encounters, like, not on my part, but with other people's part. Just, yeah, it's hard to kind of, like, match sketches, and they've gotten kind of like, oh, like, well, then we'll see. And I'm like, I mean, you know, like, a lot of being in this industry with what I'm doing, or even in general, even with your community stuff and everything, it's a lot of, like, a lot of this is not attaching too much emotion to shit.
Exactly, yeah. You got to separate the business and
if you
personal,
attach emotion, then you're only gonna,
there's gonna be a lot of conflict,
you know, to be a lot of conflict.
Yeah, it's, and I feel good. Like, you know, with this, you know, like I want to be able to work with you, I want to be able to be flexible with you, and kind of like just you know, create solutions. You know, I feel like a lot 100%. Of what's happening too is that, like, you know, we just don't create solutions, we don't just acknowledge, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, for example, right, like, Tony, you know, I don't like what you did. Like, you just gotta be open, you gotta like really speak up, you know. I feel like we're doing a good job, you know. I like that, because obviously I can say, like, you know, this podcast is making me know more about you, but even like before this, it's like, you know, like I like your vibe, you know. I like the way you handle yourself and the way you portray yourself, because it's like you live up to, like, you know, what you say and what you
try preach. Man, try it, bro. Yeah, it's an ongoing process, bro. I appreciate that, though, 100%. It's all ongoing process, man. Life is all about getting 1% better every day. I feel like we learn from all our trials and, you know, things. Yeah. And the only reason why I've learned to kind of not attach emotion is because I've had conflicts before.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you learn the hard way, too. That's the hard way, man.
I've lost good friendships. And, you know, shout out. I still love you guys no matter what. You seen this?
It's all love, you know?
It's all love, honestly. Yeah. I don't hold anything to my heart. I don't feel the need to hold anything to my heart. I just see myself progressing. I'm always open to talk. My friendship is always still on the table. I've learned everything through the most hardest of ways, and life still shows me everything the most hardest ways. And it's a trip, you know. At a point, you just gotta sit back and laugh and fucking
Sometimes, dude, like, I'm pretty sure you make yourself laugh sometimes. You're like, damn.
Oh,
like,
now I do. I used to have a whole mental breakdown with shit all the time. But I kind of just learned, like, life has a thing to try to always get my ass.
Teach you something in some shape or like matter, you know.
And I feel like it's when you're trying to do the most good things, you're trying to just do things, you're just trying to do you and progress. Yeah. Life will fucking
just
throw
do
you,
it, you know?
The meanest of curveballs.
Yep.
But I feel like, if anything, that just helps define our story even more and helps define us and our journey. And maybe this shit's happening so we can kind of really have some sort of impact if we take everything we're going through in our life and try to create something better. Maybe this is why we go through, you know, constant ups and downs.
Yep.
Like, life is not going to be perfect. It's going to be, you know,
it'll be a rocky road.
Up, down. It's like a roller coaster. Yeah, it's like a roller coaster. It's not meant to be taken too serious. It's not meant to be just this one, you know, dimensional thing. It's a multi. It's fucking crazy.
Life's a trip.
But
it's fun, though.
It's fun. It's fun if you make it fun. You need to make it fun.
Yeah. It's all like how you react to things.
has been the biggest struggle in your 20s going so far that you feel like anybody watching can, like,
yeah,
your,
I mean,
best piece of, like, advice?
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. Like, obviously, personally, you know, I'm not, you know, like, my, like, obviously, like, I've been better, but I feel like a lot of things too, like fashion, you know, like, personal necessities, food, you know, like, clothes, fashion, you know, like, it's hard to, like, control your money, like, financial literacy. So I feel like for me, like, I'm not the best with my finances, but, you know, thankfully, like, blessings, you know, like, I'm able to still provide for my family as much as I can. You know, I feel like with parents too, they just don't want you to, like, pay the bill at a restaurant. It's like, yo, like, I want to treat y'all, like, and I feel like it's like, you know, I want to provide, you know, as much, as little as I have, or as much as that I have, like, a lot, you know, I wanted to still be able to provide, and have been, you know, in small ways and in big ways. So for sure, I feel like I'm learning how to be more more financially secure, and, like, you know,
you feel literate. Like, that's a big thing being a Latino, that we weren't taught kind of how to be financially smart. Do you feel like that plays
a
big part?
Maybe, like, right, yeah, like, for yeah. sure, like we're not,
that was a better word I could have said, my apologies. But
no, you're good. Like, I feel like we're not, like, taught to be, like, I want to learn, you know, like, I want to, like, be coachable, you know, because I feel like we're just like, all right, school didn't teach me, you know, might as well, you know, like, we gotta learn the hard way. But I feel like, if, you know, there's resources online that, like, and there's YouTube, I feel like YouTube, you can find almost anything, how to be financial literate, how to learn French, you know, there's, like, so many resources out there that you can be more financial literate, for example. So I feel like we just kind of, like, gotta really, like, focus on our weakness and be like, all right, I want to be more financially literate. I'm going to go out and do it. I'm going to find these resources. I'm going to find these websites where I can learn how to be financially literate. So, I just feel like we got to teach ourselves, you know? We're our best teacher.
You have to. Yeah, we have to. And I feel like a lot of this, for, like, the POC community specifically now in this day and age, is a lot of this is us reparenting ourselves, kind of, in a lot of sense, because I feel like now we have social media, we have the internet, is like the world in our palms, and we can see and learn everything we want now.
Yeah, we're in a technological era, and sometimes we just forget how technology works, you know?
No, honestly, but we're at a really good benefit now that none of our grandparents or parents were at. Like, we're the first, you have to think about it, we're the first ones to really have this technology at our hand.
Be bilingual, you know?
If you're not making moves right now, if you're not doing something to shape your life, that is solely on your part, I'm going to be honest.
Yep.
This life, we have everything we need.
Yep.
We have
That's
all
true.
The access.
It's right, like, in front of us. Yep.
I understand life is hard, but you have to really keep pushing. And if you really want to, if you have a dream, you have a vision, you want something, dude, it's 2021.
Grab it. Yeah.
At this point, like, anything's possible. It's all the possibilities.
Don't hesitate, you know, don't wait. I mean, I feel like if you have to wait because of a circumstance that's totally understandable, you know? And you might be the only one that can understand that. Nobody else might not understand that because, you know, they're not living your life. So for sure, you just got to do what you got to do, you know?
But don't stop, and you keep going. And you got to figure out a way for yourself, and you have to figure out what's the best path. And, you know, a lot of it is a lot of self-talk and reparenting. Teach yourself. Like, right now, I'm reparenting myself completely. I'm teaching myself finances. I'm teaching myself really, like, what's the best path and what's the best option. It comes to a point, I feel, in your life where you kind of need to see what's the best option for yourself.
Yeah.
You really have to be realistic with yourself and be like, look at all your cards on the table. If you decide this, you decide this, you do that, what's going to be the best outcome? You're not going to obviously know the full outcome, but you have to decide what really, where you want to go from there.
And it sounds like what your expectations are too, you know?
For yourself, it goes a lot of accountability for yourself. You know, I feel like in your 20s, it's a lot of learning how to be accountable for yourself.
Yep.
Honestly, for me, it's been, an accountable thing. You know, like, really loving yourself and really being your own best friend.
Self-love.
Like, self-love is the most really shit you learn in your 20s.
Whatever you want to do, you want to make sure you're confident. Like, make sure you have the love for yourself, because you definitely, it might be times where you have, like, you have to be your own support system, you know? So for sure, you want to be able to love yourself and accept yourself. That way you have the confidence and you have the capability to be like, yo, I want to do this. I got this. I got myself.
You have
myself,
to believe
you know?
In yourself. Yep. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You can't do anything half-assed or anything 50%, 20%, like, you have to go 110%.
This life is meant to give it our all, you know. I mean, you want the path, you have your vision, you have something you want to do, or maybe you don't. You give yourself time, you love yourself, sit back and, you know, figure it out. You know, life is life is not meant to be the easiest route. I feel like, you know, we learn and we develop ourselves to be the best through everything, like we said, that,
yeah,
you know, holds us down and puts us in the worst scenario. We learn from that to be better.
To be honest, yeah.
But 20s, right, is the most realistic thing. So to anybody, if you're in your 20s or up and coming, 16, 17, 18, keep going, keep pushing.
Yep. Don't be scared, you know. Just kinda...
And a lot of it's getting out of our fear zone.
Yeah.
Because to this day, I still find myself with little things, and I'm, you know, I constantly have to remind myself, like, all the possibilities.
All the possibilities. Like, just get and the that's already out, a good, you know? Like, it's just a good, like, not even a title, it's just a good, like, yo, like, focus on all possibilities, you know?
You just have to, really, dude. You really
not all,
to.
Like, the not all the risks, all, like, you know, all the fear, just all the possibilities, all the
possibilities,
you know?
Yeah. You just have to, like,
anything's possible.
Yep. Anything is possible. It is. If you work for it, if you see it, if you believe it, anything is possible. Yep. What do you feel, talking about all the possibilities, what does all the possibilities mean to you?
Like the brand or just like the overall?
The name.
The well, all
name,
the possibilities, yeah,
the
I mean.
The impact of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all the possibilities, I just feel like we just kind of, like, focus on cons, like, what if, like, what if, what if. I feel like just all the possibilities, like, you just got to have, like, a good mindset and just, like I said, like, I feel like confidence is the main thing, too. Like, you just don't want to focus on, like, the bad outcomes or, you know, like I said, what if, you know, all the possibilities make you feel like, wow, like, you know, it's going to turn out to be okay if I want to make it okay. So I feel like, yeah, like with anything, like in your industry, you know, like in your given industry for where you work, you know, your family, like your journey, yourself, you know, like self-awareness journey, like you just got to think about all the possibilities, you know, not the what ifs, you know, not the don'ts and the can'ts and cons, you know, you want to focus on the pros and, you know, what you can benefit off of it. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to anybody before we end the podcast? Anything
Honestly, I feel like that's I never would have met you if it wasn't for Sorda.
Honestly,
so
no.
Shout out Sorda, shout out Paola. You are doing great at what you do, to be honest. Getting all these brands, getting connecting the Hawthorne community to other, you know, communities because of business owners and because of collectives and brands and entrepreneurs and chefs. Like, it's just a great experience. So I feel like with Sorda, I definitely want to have met you. So for sure, shout out.
I think I was following Hawthorne page before, and I think I tried to network. I don't know. Are you the one running the page or?
Hawthorne, like community page?
Hawthorne, yeah. I think I did, but I don't feel like we ended up networking like that. I think it was. That's why I remember I asked you after. I was like, are you the one who runs it? Because I was following Hawthorne page, and then I ended up meeting Hawthorne page, the one who runs it. So that's funny, bro.
It works out, you know, it works out.
Because I remember, I was. But that's dope. Either way, we still got to meet each other, bro. We still got to know.
Shout out Sorda, man.
Big shout out to Sorda. Have my laptop right there. I know, that's what
dope.
We were just talking about right now, too. We're like, damn, Sorda.
If you have not been to a pop-up, they organize pop-ups in the city of Hawthorne. They're going to have one on February 28th. It's a Sunday from, I think it's 11 or 12.
I didn't even know they were having one, to be honest.
No, they're having one. Well, now you know.
I will be there.
Yeah, next Sunday. And then they have a wide range of, like, food and options, clothing options, and just jewelry, craft makers and stuff, artisans. Yeah. So for sure, like, if you guys haven't checked it out, City of Hawthorne, it's on right by the Pizza Show. So it's like on Hawthorne Boulevard, like 134th, 135th. But for sure, they're on Instagram, Sorda Small Biz, and then overall, like the parent company, like the Sorda.
Yeah. Sorda HQ.
Yeah. Pretty dope people.
Big love, big energy.
Big love. I feel like you always say that in text, big love, bro. I for sure, big love.
That's the best thing to say.
Yeah, bro. Or big energy.
Big love, big energy.
Big, bro.
It is. It's big vibes.
Big vibes.
Vibes used to be my word, my go to.
Big vibes?
Big vibes. Now I'm like big vibes. But yeah, thank you to Sorda. And thank you to everybody who's tapped in with this episode.
For
wherever you're watching, you're listening to this, I hope you have a blessed day today.
Likewise.
If it's nighttime, have a good night.
Stay
rest.
Blessed.
Stay active. Keep going. Keep pushing. Don't stop. Life is meant to keep going, so keep going. Keep pushing all you got to create all your possibilities that you have for yourself.
Yep.
Reach your full potential. And thank you guys for tapping in into this episode.
ATP.
ATP day. I'll leave Cody's information. You guys can tap in with him in the bio, network with him, and that's why you guys want to tap in with anything in the city of Hawthorne in California. You guys can follow Brody and tap in with him.
Thanks,
and ask him with anything happening within the whole area over there. And thank you guys once again for tapping in. Be safe.
For this sure. is another and listen to his song. Listen to his song. Listen the to bio it. Is in his. Look, the song is in his bio. Yep. SoundCloud.
At Tony Guapo. That's my Tony actual Guapo. Official IG. You guys could tap in with me if you guys want. And you guys be safe. Take care. Thank you guys for tapping in. Much love.
For sure.